Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We are going to empower you because that's what we like to do here on Herb Talk and American Voice Radio. So glad you're joined us here. We're going to be talking about what feudal care is. Have you ever heard that term? It's a term that the medical professionals use. So we're going to enlighten you there. And also, if we get time, we're going to be talking about strokes. So a lot of people, younger and younger folks, are getting strokes. So we're going to chat it up on that and see if we can enlighten you to some natural therapies. Also, let's see, coming up in April, which will be here before you know it, we're going to be talking with John Monroe on the 11th, and he's our natural vision guy. So if you have vision issues and you want some natural solutions to those, I encourage you to tune in. John Monroe is going to be with us on the 11th of April. And, of course, Dr. Carly is going to be with us on the 16th. So I hope you can join us for all that great stuff. And for those of you that were on the powerherbs.com website and trying to use some coupon codes, then you got error messages. We apologize. We think we fixed the problem. So go back and try it again, or just call the toll-free number and the girls will help you with it. Let's see. Oh, got a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military. We're praying for our righteous men in uniform, our righteous women in uniform all the time, right? And we're also praying for righteous leadership throughout this country. We need it. We got to, you know, hit the knees and seek the Lord's face. And, you know, it's not a religion. It's a relationship, right? That's what it is. So mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Well, if you guys like hamburgers, who doesn't like American hamburger from time to time? Well, there's this chain of hamburger stores called Five Guys, basically started in the Washington area, and now they've kind of spread out. They're in North Carolina. The Obamacare is going to increase the cost of your burger, apparently. The latest impact, hot off the grill, as they say, prices of burgers and hot dogs at Five Guys food chain. It's a national chain, are going to rise to cover the president's mandated insurance coverage. According to Mike Ruffer, who is the, founder of Five Guys, he said any added costs are going to have to be passed on. He says the Five Guys franchise, he has 8 popular restaurants in the Raleigh-Durham area. He says he has to take all the profits from one store just to cover the estimated $60,000 a year he has to pay for the Obamacare increase. And what's more, he says that he had plans to build other restaurants, 3 of them, but he's put that on administrative hold until the government explains the penalties employers are going to face on that healthcare plan, because they were supposed to make that all that available March 1st, and they've rolled that back to October. So the hamburger and cheeseburger are going to cost you a lot more. Moving along in the quack report. Here's something that we're going to ask Dr. Carly about when we talk with her next time. But it's researchers, guess what? They've developed this new vaccine to give to newborn babies right out of the oven. Soon as the doctor catches that football, he's going to give it a jab, I'm thinking. Yeah. Usually they have to wait several months after birth to give a child a round of vaccines, with the exception of the hepatitis B vaccine. Of course, they give that right after birth. But apparently they don't want to wait that long. You know, the vaccine industry has come up with a solution to that. And the reason that they would have to wait a few months is because the baby's immune system was too new and it didn't respond well to vaccinations when it was younger than 2 months. So they say, well, let's just not waste the vaccine and just give the baby the shot after 2 months. But now they're not going to have to wait. According to this new study published at the Journal of PLOS One, scientists have concocted a new synthetic substance they say is capable of effectively triggering an immune system response in newborn babies. Now, as I said previously, vaccine industry was unable to come up with a vaccine for the newborn babies because a freshly born infant, their immune system typically do not respond to the foreign immune stimulators. But the Boston Children's Hospital, they reported, Massachusetts-based health facility, they said there's some research there by scientists led by Dr. Ofer Levy. He's discovered a synthetic molecule component that reportedly triggers an immune response in undeveloped immune systems. That would be a baby. So the synthetic compound type is known collectively as benzapines. So they stimulate an exceptionally strong immune response, specifically into the immune receptor that is known as receptor 8. What they did is they took samples from a newborn umbilical cord, the blood in there, and they shot it full of benzapines. And it seemed to target and create a response with white blood cells to, of course, trigger an immune system response. So that's their whole theory right there. It looked like it did it, so we're going to say it does. Now, this means, you know what this means? This means that a whole new line of vaccines containing this receptor 8, also known as VTX-294, and the benzodiazepines could soon emerge, a vaccine line specifically targeted for babies under 2 months old. But, you know, the whole purpose of the human immune system is to develop on its own, naturally developing immunity to disease, and not forcibly modifying the immune system response with synthetic chemicals and artificially overriding it. You know, the first few months of a child's life is critical for the important stage of immune system development. So what will this do? I got an idea. It's not going to do anything really good. Mm-mm. Okay, moving along in the Quack Report, last but not least, of course, apples. The wonderful apple is in the news. Apparently they're saying, if you have colon cancer, forget the chemo, get you some apples. Yeah. Apparently, apples can kill up to 46% of colon cancer cells in vitro, in the lab, in the, you know, dish there. Apparently, it's got oligosaccharides, which outperform the chemo drugs at killing cancer cells. Right? Interesting. Colon cancer, currently second leading cause of cancer-related death in women, third in men. Standard care is the chemo drugs, surgery, that kind of stuff. Limited success, you know. Serious side effects, of course, too, like coronary spasm, neurotoxicity, anemia, immune system suppression. The list is pretty long. But researchers have found that apples, as a natural means for treating and preventing colon cancer, because they are the most widely consumed fruit in many countries, already demonstrates activity against breast cancer and ovarian cancer and liver cancer and lung cancer. So, hey, let's test it against colon cancer. Apple, oligosaccharides, Imodin, if you will, are used in the study because of their anti-cancer properties. They promote intestinal flora. They control blood sugar. They help the immune system. So they occur naturally in plants, these oligosaccharides, in your fruits and vegetables, and even in algae, you know, your blue-green algae, as well as honey and in organic milk. So now you gotta know that. Here's the thing. The commercially processed apple juice contains almost no pectin, Imodin, oligosaccharides. Okay, it's been processed out. It has maybe 10% polyphenols compared to raw apples, but, you know, go raw, folks. You know, and eat the skin. That's where you're going to get the pectin and the Imodin to help you out. And if you just don't feel like eating apples, well, check out the Body Foundation food mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that, and it has algae in it, blue-green algae. Or you can check out their bowel cleanser, which does have apple pectin in it, but it's a powder, and you just stir it into juice or water, and down it goes, and you don't have to worry about munching on an apple if you don't want to. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Yeah, if you want to contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you can call them toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so we're going to get into this first topic, and I'm probably going to run through the break with it. So, I mean, it's, you know, we got lots to talk about. But it's all about the feudal care. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. Well, modern medicine makes a killing, excuse the pun, on what the medical industry calls feudal care. That's F-U-T-I-L-E. Now, this is care that will do nothing to save the patient. Okay, so why is it called care at all? Good question. Feudal care basically is toxic drugs and unnecessary surgery that will do nothing to add to the patient's bill, basically. It's not going to help them, it's not going to benefit them any which way. Just going to help the hospital's bottom line. So healthcare professionals will admit that a majority of this futile care occurs in intensive care. So the Saturday Evening Post, there's an article there, March 13th. Let's see, according to Dr. Ben Murray's description of futile care in that article, he says this, quote, a patient will be cut open, perforated with tubes, hooked up to machines, and assaulted with drugs, end of quote. Okay, so patients become victims and pay tens of thousands of dollars for treatment that will not benefit them. So if you asked your licensed medical physician if they'd want the same action taken on themselves, they decline on the futile care because they know that it's nothing but misery. Now, they would rather die with dignity than go through what they themselves put patients through. And to make sure that they skip the futile care misery altogether, many doctors wear these medallions, or they even have a tattoo put on them that says, no code. So how does a doctor perform treatments he wouldn't want for himself? Well, a majority find themselves in medical systems run by insurance companies, lawyers, accountants, and the government. So instead of looking after the best interests of the patient, they realize they're really looking after the best interest of the medical corporation. And that would explain some higher rates, and not in medical bills. The medical profession produces more alcoholics than we would like to admit. That's right. Statistics show more male than female physicians are considered heavy drinkers, which is usually linked to depression. So doctors, more than anybody, know the limits of their skill, and they are realistic about their care. So many don't like having to go along with the futile care, and Dr. Murray says, quote, to administer medical care that does people no good but makes them suffer is anguishing. So the doctor has a conflict, a conscious conflict, and many doctors come to the choice of medicating their conscience with drugs or alcohol, or just stop practicing any form of hospital care. So when it is time for doctors to die, most Americans would be amazed at how much medical intervention they decline to have. So instead of, you know, long drug or radiation treatments or surgery that buys them little time, they opt to close their practice or quit the hospital job and just go home and spend time with family. All right, well, if you want to check that Saturday Evening Post article out, you can at their SaturdayEveningPost.com/2013, and you can type in health in the magazine, how doctors die, and you'll get to that article. Or just look for the post of, of the 6th of March of this year. Okay, and let's face it, if you go to the hospital, it can be like a maze. Yep, as patients, how do we get sucked into this futile care? Well, we don't think of the choices that we're going to face or that our family members will face, especially if we can't make medical decisions for ourselves, you know, if we're unconscious. So, if there's an accident or illness, it's kind of sudden. We didn't plan for it. We're not prepared. So, you know, when you get to the hospital, you or your family members' forms are shoved into your face, forcing you to read what looks like a court document. So the hospital authority has to protect its interests from lawsuits while upholding the government's web of restrictions, you see. So you can see how easy it is to be overwhelmed, especially dealing with the emotions of and concern for a family member that's hurt. So it's much easier to just trust the hospital staff than to detain them with a bunch of questions. Most of them just give the staff carte blanche and do everything possible to save their family member. Folks, this is the key phrase to initiate futile care. As Dr. Murray says, the nightmare begins. According to Dr. Murray, what you ask for at a hospital must be specific. Instead of saying, do everything that you can to save my family member, he recommends instead that you say, do everything that's reasonable and no futile care. Okay, so you're going to be putting them on notice. And if you have an opportunity on your way to the hospital to grab a notepad and a pen, write down everything that they're telling you at the hospital and write down everything you ask them. And I want you to be aware because, you know, I have first-hand knowledge of a case where an 8-year-old child was exposed to some toxic pest control while her home was being treated for termites. So the toxin adversely affected her glands, and her tonsils swelled up to the size of golf balls, which hindered her breathing. So unable to reduce the swelling, a tonsillectomy was recommended and performed. So it was an outpatient procedure, no big deal, right? But the child had difficulty hydrating afterwards after returning home, so her blood pressure dropped, and she was right back at the hospital, and they admitted her for observation. But the mother stayed in the room with the child sleeping in a chair. So her daughter was unable to keep liquids down and without the IV would become very dehydrated. So doctors said they didn't know why the child was experiencing stomach upset and wanted her to stay another night to see if it would resolve itself. So the mother slept again in the chair. However, the second night, the mother was awakened by a noise, and there was someone in the room. So she's wiping the sleep from her eyes in this dimly lit room, and she sees the nurse putting something in the child's IV. So the mother asks the nurse, "What are you doing?" And the nurse answered and said that she was following doctor's orders, and she was putting two different antibiotics in the IV for infection. The mother said, "I was never informed my child had an infection." And the nurse said that the drugs were a precaution to prevent infection. The mother asked which antibiotics because her daughter had an allergy to one, and the nurse was not sure if that information was in the patient's chart. So suspecting that the drugs were the cause of the child's upset stomach, the mother told the nurse no more antibiotics or any medications without first asking me, parental permission, you know. So write that in the chart that the mother discontinued the drugs, and that's what the nurse did. So what do you suppose happened next? Well, first thing on doctor's rounds at 7 a.m., the child's ENT surgeon, that's ear, nose, and throat surgeon, came to the room, mad as a hornet, you know. He was upset that a mother countermanded his orders for antibiotics. How dare you? So the mother stood her ground, though, and alleged that it was the medications making her daughter's digestive tract upset. And by the way, it's pretty common to shoot you up in the IV with antibiotics during surgery, too. Most likely this kid got a bunch of that during the operation for the tonsillectomy. So she stood her ground, said the medication's probably the culprit. But what the mother didn't know is that the ENT surgeon had already written an order in the chart to bring in a consult to assess the reason for the child's digestive distress. So here's where your mouth is going to drop open. Okay, you ready? They wanted to do exploratory surgery on this 8-year-old to look for an obstruction. Because she couldn't keep down ice chips. They didn't know why. Well, upon hearing this from the surgeon, the mother moved into her protective mode. Good for her. Now, it was a delicate situation because the surgeon asserted that the mother was threatening her daughter's life by interfering with her treatment. Uh-oh. So what could the mother do? Well, she didn't want the doctor calling the Department of Social Services or another authority that would take protective custody of the child. God knows what they'd do to her then. So God must have been, though, with this family because the mother made a proposal to the surgeon, and it went like this. Obviously, we disagree on what is best for the child, so I propose that we stop the medications, allow the digestive tract to settle down, and if my daughter cannot hold down a whole bucket of ice chips by 3 o'clock today, then we'll do it your way. Pretty gutsy move. So with a huff, the surgeon turned on his heels and he left the room. Well, without any antibiotics constantly being pumped into this kid, she did much better. She was able to take in fluids and keep them down, and by 3 o'clock, the mother picked up her daughter and left the hospital. You know, Dr. Rebecca Carley advises that if you have to go to the hospital, you must have a family member with you to watch over you at all times until you leave, and I believe she's correct. Now, what about the what-ifs? So you can ask what could have happened to this 8-year-old if the mother's instincts hadn't kicked in and she went along. Could have been exposed to a killer.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about feudal care and what that may mean. I mean, you know, I think it's okay in the Obama administration to have feudal care. Maybe not. They don't want to have to pay for it. I don't know. But I think it's all feudal anyway. Well, let's talk about this JAMA report, because this is interesting stuff. Now, JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, back in 2000, they published this study on the risk that we face at a hospital. It was written by Dr. Barbara Starfield of Johns Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health. Now, in her report, she exposed the third leading cause of death in the U.S., and Dr. Starfield, she broke it down this way. 2,000 deaths every year from unnecessary surgery, 7,000 deaths a year from medication errors, 20,000 deaths annually from other hospital errors, 80,000 deaths annually from hospital-borne infections, and 106,000 deaths annually from non-error adverse events of medications. So Dr. Starfield noted that there's 225,000 annual deaths in the U.S. from physician activity, making death by your doctor the third leading cause of death in America. Obviously, system-wide changes need to be made, but, you know, to healthcare, but not the kind of changes we're getting with the Obamacare. So the question is, can or will allopathic modern medicine build a safer healthcare system? Not while it's run by, you know, pharmaceutical corporations and lawyers, when it's not really about health. Okay, let's talk about the writing on the wall. Because obviously, with just these medical studies, that you can conclude that the FDA has approved healthcare in America, and it's a substantial risk. Healthcare in America is risky. So at the very least, these reports are showing that you have a minimum of a 44% risk of injury while under the care of a doctor at a U.S. hospital. So if you go to the hospital, there's a 44% chance you're going to walk in and have another problem that you didn't bring with you. So America is known for having the best healthcare system in the world. But for what it's worth, in 2000, the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, they analyzed healthcare systems globally, 109 countries. And they reported in the New York Times that France and Italy had a better healthcare system than the U.S. We were ranked 37th. Now, in May of 2000, the Commonwealth Fund also prepared some medical systems report. They compared them all globally, of course, and they found the U.S. to be ranked at the very bottom. So I'm not putting too much weight into these rankings, you know, because Canada and Britain, you know, they have that socialized medical care, and in their reports, that said that beat out the U.S. So what could be worse than death by allopathic medicine? Well, I guess long waits for the privilege of adverse events, that would qualify. Well, let's look at some options, because if you are faced with hospital decisions, it will be important to communicate with your doctors. So write down what they tell you and ask for all reasonable options, okay, especially if you're faced with an end-of-life situation. So ask the doctor what he'd want if it were him lying in that hospital bed. And you may be surprised. Some doctors can be quite candid. So ask what are the downsides to any treatment they recommend. And be direct and say you don't want any treatment that is considered pointless or harmful. Take notes and include what you ask the hospital staff. Okay, so write down what their answers are. So, but you can empower yourself, because most people entrust themselves to their doctors without really a second thought. But in my opinion, that's dangerous. So if you don't think so, why is malpractice insurance so expensive or even exist in the first place? Well, chiropractors, you know, they pay about 2% in health malpractice insurance. Naturopaths and herbalists, they pay 0% in malpractice insurance. Why do you suppose that is? Well, insurance underwriters, they understand that if you do not use a science-based practice, which is licensed, but you're using nutrition instead, then you're not at a risk. When government decides that you need a license for nutrition, this is the day that everyone who eats needs permission to do so, and the costs go up. Ergo, Obamacare. Your hamburger is going up. So a good place to start is, you know, if you want to empower yourself and learn, you know, as much as you can about natural therapies to empower yourself, a good place to start is the Power Herbs book. Now, this is an ebook that you can order from thepowerherbs.com. It's a 400-page book, and it'll be emailed to you. All right? So if you would like a printable version to print out for yourself and have a hard copy, then just mention that in the memo area at checkout that you would also like the printable version, and it's included at no additional charge. So you can have the PDF version, and you can have the printable version. It's just $14.99, and it's at thepowerherbs.com. You just click on the area for books, and you'll get there. Okay, so in this book, there's like 400 pages. There's chapters on immune boosting, organ cleansing, natural therapies, herbs to avoid and use during pregnancy, how to make your own herbal tinctures, a whole lot more. So if you don't have internet, you know, you could have the ebook emailed to your local print center, and they could probably print it off for you for a small fee. So you could just, you know, arrange that with them. And just let us know. We'll be happy to send it out. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you'd like. Toll-free. Product catalog is free if you want to have one mailed. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That is 704-885-0277 for international calls, or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, of course, you know, you take advantage, folks, of last year's prices before the new prices go into effect April 30th. Yeah, everything's going up. Price of everything. Plastic, glass, herbs, you name it. And so a little adjustment has to be made, not a big one, but a little one. So that will happen April 30th. So take advantage of the current prices, which are last year's prices. And if you want to receive free ground ship in the continental United States on your herb order, you can use this coupon. I'm going to give you a free one. Normally, we put the coupons in the newsletters that we have online. So if you want to sign up for our newsletters, the HealthQuest or the American Survival, you can do that. But if you want a free ground ship that's good for a little while, you can use S as in Sam, F as in Frank, R as in Roger, E as in Edward, and the number 15. So S for ship and F-R-E, abbreviated for free, and the number 15. And put that in the shopping cart and get free ground ship in the continental U.S. on your herb order. So I think that's good for the rest of this month or something like that, or a week. So check that out and enjoy. Okay, we got to move along. And like I said, do sign up for the newsletters. You can do Health Quest, which is the Herb Secrets one, which I do. And you can also sign up for the American Survival. Now, Melanie Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver, she and Alfred Adask put together a nice article for that newsletter, American Survival. So does Dr. Rebecca Carley, Ty Bollinger from the Cancer Truth Chronicles, Dr. Stephanie Chiropractic. Our survival experts are also are writing, and also me. I write for that. But do sign up. It's free, but you got to sign up to get it, and it goes out once a week. So go to thepowerherbs.com and click on newsletters and sign up there. Also, I got a shout out for my friend Melanie. If you're looking for your backup currency, I do recommend you give her a call. So if you've got your backup, you know, dehydrated food and you got your water, don't forget about your backup currency and give her a call. Her toll-free number is 800-875-4188. Or I'm sorry, 375-4188. What am I saying? 800-375-4188 at Discount Gold and Silver. Of course, her banner is on our links page, so you check that out there and get on over. And, you know, if you got your backup ammo, you know, that's great. What about your immune system ammo? So don't forget your backup medicine. So the herbs are important too. So we got lots of little packages that you can check out online at thepowerherbs.com. Okay, I promised to talk about strokes. All important, of course. You know, we've talked about this before in the past, but it's always good to kind of, you know, hit the topic again. We get new listeners every day. So, you know, strokes are a serious problem, especially for older folks. But now we have younger and younger folks in their 30s and 40s having strokes, which is really a concern for the scientific community. They don't really know what's going on. Of course, I chatted that up with Dr. Carley recently, and we kind of suspect that it's the increase, the uptick in vaccines causing micro strokes and in infants and younger folks. Okay, so 150,000 people die each year in the U.S. from stroke. And I want to talk about vitamin A, because antioxidants, which vitamin A provides, is believed to be an anti-stroke nutrient. It blocks the formation of plaque and clots and clots that form in the arteries. So a study out of Belgium at the University of Brussels found that beta-carotene and vitamin A in the bloodstream protects the body from death or disability should you have a stroke. So the study looked at 80 patients who had suffered a stroke and who had increased levels of vitamin A and beta-carotene. And what they discovered is that these patients, that there was what they had was less neurological damage, and they were more apt to make a full recovery and less likely to die. So the Belgian team of scientists wanted to know why this result occurred. What they think happened is that the vitamin A and the beta carotene, they block on many different levels the damage which can occur to the nerve and the brain cells when there's oxygen depletion from a stroke. So when you eat foods that are rich in beta carotene, it converts in the body to vitamin A. So eat the dark leafy vegetables, the spinach, the collard greens, the kale, you know, your yellow and orange peppers, you know, wonderful stuff, and fruits like cantaloupe, mango, and apricots. Now, if you would like a free list of vitamin A-rich foods that you can, you know, beef up your diet with, the folks at Apothecary Herbs would be happy to send that out to you either through email or regular snail mail. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com and drop them a line there, and they'll be glad to send that out to you. Or you can give them a call toll-free and tell them, hey, I'd love to have that list. And the number is 866-229-3663. By the way, that number is 24/7. There's always somebody live that you can talk to. Just listen to the prompts. They'll tell you which prompt to push if you need to talk to a live person, even after hours. So there's a call center that we have set up for even after hours. So 866-229-3663, and ask for the vitamin A food list if you want to help yourself prevent strokes. And let's talk about potassium too, because a group of researchers in California found that a slight adjustment in the nutrient potassium offers more protection against stroke. There were nearly 900 participants in this study. So the research was so precise that researchers were able to pinpoint which patients would become a victim of a stroke 12 years later. Apparently, if women skimp on getting their potassium, they have twice the risk of stroke than men do. And one serving of fruits or vegetables offer 400 milligrams of potassium and reduce your risk of stroke by 40%. So researchers reported that the members who consumed 3,500 milligrams of potassium a day did not suffer a stroke at all. If the potassium dropped to 1,950 milligrams daily, the risk of having a fatal stroke went up. Some of the foods used in the study were a quarter of a cantaloupe, half an avocado, a baked potato, 10 dried apricots, a tin of sardines, and a half a cup of baked beans. According to Dr. Lewis Tobin, Jr. of the University of Minnesota, who is also a hypertension expert, he says that potassium can prevent a stroke by directly lowering blood pressure. So Dr. Tobin thinks that potassium helps to keep the artery walls flexible, protects the blood vessel walls from high blood pressure damage. So you know where you're going to find some natural potassium other than your food groups is in your sun-dried Celtic sea salt, which doesn't promote hypertension. All right, let's talk about how you can improve brain circulation. Well, let's see. Improve brain, here we go. A Dutch research, they discovered certain foods improve the circulation in your brain. Apparently, the omega-3 fatty acids that you find in fish like salmon help prevent a lot of stroke and minimize neurological damage if you should have a stroke. So the study reported that the test group of men over the age of 60 who ate fish once a week cut their risk of having stroke in half for the next 15 years. The same conclusion happened in Japan, where fish, pretty much a regular staple there in their diet, but they noticed that those that were living in fishing villages had 40% fewer strokes than those who lived inland on farms. So the fishing villages ate 9 ounces of fish a day compared to the farmer who ate 3 ounces of fish a day. So researchers concluded that omega-3 fatty acids can modify plasma, that's your blood, making it more clot resistant and decrease the likelihood of a cerebral or an ischemic stroke. So you may wonder if you can accomplish the same result with fish oil supplements. Good question. Well, according to Dr. William Lanz at the University of Illinois, who tested this theory using animals, well, he found that the animals that ate fish, you know, pretty much had less brain damage from stroke. Apparently, the fish oil can penetrate the capillaries and the cells that are stiff with plaque and make them more flexible, which can counter the narrowing of the veins. Therefore, deformed blood cells and clots are able to squeeze through a constricted blood vessel, allowing oxygen delivery to the heart and the brain. So Dr. Lanz also stated that eating saturated animal fats makes the cell membranes more rigid. So fish oil, if you ate fish or fish oil, he concluded, same thing. All right, let's talk about some beverages. There are a lot. There's a lot to be said about, you know, those teetotalers out there. I love tea. I don't know about you. I have tea. You know, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but, you know, I have some iced tea occasionally or a cup of tea in the morning. More research in recent years has discovered that the antioxidants in your tea can help protect you from strokes. A four-year study out of Japan at Tohoku University involved 6,000 women over the age of 40, found that if they drank 5 cups of green tea every day, they cut their risk of stroke by 50%. So the results held true if the participants had a high salt intake diet. Apparently, green tea decreases blood pressure. Also, British researchers compared light to moderate alcohol consumption to see if it provided any protection from stroke. And what they found is that one or two drinks per day did not put us in a more risk of than the non-drinkers. So, but you go over that one or two drinks and you're kind of getting into that slippery slope. Heavy drinkers, 3 or 4 drinks per day, were 3 times more likely to have a stroke than non-drinkers. So another study out of Helsinki University found that heavy drinkers were 6 times more likely to have a stroke. They concluded that alcohol in large amounts makes the brain tissue toxic, constricts blood vessels, and promotes the likelihood of a clot, a brain embolism, or an ischemic stroke. Let's talk about the anti-stroke diet for a minute. Is there an anti-stroke diet, really? Yeah, well, there is, and you can put it together yourself. Now, if we added up all the diets of the world and their health benefits, we can come up with a pretty good diet. Yes, we can. So the diet's going to contain, of course, your fruits and vegetables that have the high antioxidants and your potassium. And, of course, they're going to have natural vitamin A and C and E in there. And that's going to be in, of course, your nuts and your beans and your grains. So the diet will also include omega-3 fatty acids in your fish, and this diet is similar, actually, to the Mediterranean diet that's been said to have many health benefits. Okay, so the anti-stroke diet will cut your risk of a fatal stroke by at least 40%, and that's according to Food Source Miracle Medicine by Gene Kaper. Okay, so here's the diet, basically. Half a cup of fresh spinach, a little teaspoon of blackstrap molasses, 1 cup of fresh orange juice, 1/2 cup of acorn squash, 2 carrots, 1/2 cup of cooked green lima beans, 1/2 avocado, 2 ounces of almonds, 1 7-ounce baked potato, no skin, 1/2 cup of baked beans, and 4 ounces of swordfish or salmon. Or we go on this category and do 1/2 cup of fresh beet greens, 1 cup of tomato juice, 1/4 of a cantaloupe, 10 dried apricot halves, 1/2 cup of cooked sweet potato, 1 cup of skim milk, 1 banana, 1 ounce, of roasted soybeans, and 1 7-ounce baked potato with skin, and a 3-ounce can of sardines, about 8 sardines all together. So you got some choices out there. You can combine those foods. And you can mix them up and rearrange them. But you know what? I just go to the bookstore and kind of meander through the cookbooks that cover the Mediterranean area. And you can kind of find one that's easy to put together and make yourself. And don't sweat it. But what about supplements like your herbs and things? Is there anything you can kind of layer in there for a little extra insurance? Oh, yeah. Lifestyle, though, is going to be your biggest ally to protect you from stroke, but you can add some short-term supplements that could, you know, speed recovery if you think you need it to help strengthen your system. For a source rich in potassium, you know, I like the product that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. It's called All-in-One, and it's a really neat tonic, so you can check that out. And also you can try the Celtic sea salt, the sun-dried salt, with the right amount of potassium and magnesium and natural iodine and really 84 natural minerals that are friendly to your cardiovascular system. So support cell walls, and it's just a perfect chemistry that we have in our system, that sea salt. So it's different than a mine salt. So a lot of people, you know, talk about the Himalayan or some of the other mine salts. That's got a different concentration of minerals. So you want to be careful. And you don't want to get shale in with your salt. Shale can clog kidneys, so you want to use some good common sense there. And the people at Apothecary Herbs also have a heart cholesterol formula and a circulation formula that you can check out and add to your regimen. And hawthorn berry is very good with rich flavonoids to protect the heart muscle should you have loss of circulation and oxygen-rich blood, so it doesn't damage the heart muscle. That's nice. And check out their heart attack pack. So if you have an emergency pack to stand in the gap, especially if you're, you know, out on the road or camping or hiking, you have some tools at your disposal that are handy and portable. So lots there on the powerherbs.com website. And definitely don't forget about their Body Foundation food mix. Has vitamins and minerals and plant proteins. It's all organic and it's powder. So you throw it in your juice and a smoothie and you're done. Get the nutrition and it's no pills to swallow and long shelf life. That's what I like about it. Easy for the body to absorb it, utilize it, and no pills. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. They specialize in liquids and powders. And as we get older, we need some help with that assimilation, don't we? So thepowerherbs.com is the website. Of course, give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 and international 704-885-0277. Okay, well, and don't forget, take advantage of last year's prices before there's a little bit of an increase, the 30th of April. And like I said, if you would like to get a free coupon for a free ground ship in the U.S. on your order, then you want to type in S for ship and F-R-E for free and the number 15 in the shopping cart when you check out and get free ground ship. And that's good for about a week, I think. So there you go. But if you want some more coupons, sometimes you'll get coupons for 15% off. Or a free ebook, or a free bottle of a specific herb formula, you know, with your order. You sign up for one of the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, and you get that. So our subscribers get some extra bonuses, and the newsletter is free. So the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, so you can sign up for next Tuesday's issue. And the Health Quest issue goes out on Friday. So tomorrow, even though it's, you know, Good Friday, it's a holiday, you will get one tomorrow. So you can sign up tonight and get your newsletter with empowering information and some discounts in your email. And it's absolutely free. So go to the powerherbs.com website and click on newsletters and sign up today. And like I said, Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver, she also contributes to the newsletter. So definitely look for her articles and columns in the American Survival issue. And if you want to call her at 800-375-4188, that's Discount Gold and Silver at 800-375-4188. She is going to help you get exactly what you need when you need it and have that backup currency. And then you quit worrying, right? So, yeah, if you're preparing, got your food, got your water, got your ammo, got your backup currency. Don't forget your backup immune system herbs, too. So lots of little neat herb packs and kits at thepowerherbs.com will set you up. I'm out of time, but we'll be back next week. So I hope you see you next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician to care before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.